The Wolf Dance Choir breathed life into this community for 18 years. All three of today's presenters are original members. Anne Dryad, Norma Heiser, and Wanda Kaur present the awakening of the new Wolf Dance Choir. Join in the dance.
Good morning. This is not a performance. This is a when you are called to get up and move with us. This is a join in the dance in any way you choose, but this is an experiential and dive in when you're ready. We are going to have a warm-up in a minute, and I have some writing. I came to hear the new choir director had a wonderful service about blessings and was very impressed with the readings interspersed with the songs. So we're going to have readings interspersed with the songs as well after they have done it. So this warm-up, which is going to start in a minute, is very quick. It's very intense, but it's very short. So if you do get up and dance, it's not going to take a long time. So this piece is called Twinkle Speed Forward. Down throughout time, dance holds the community together, whether in pairs whirling around to a waltz, white gloves at a social function, or to hot drum beats as an African village dances its ritual rites and stories in the stands under the stars. Dance offers unity. Body, brain, and spirit transform into the ecstasy of oneness achieved by movement. Transcend all doubts. Be in the moment. Let the music sweep you off your feet and carry you. Relax. Go downstream. Magic comes to those who dance. Spirit delights in dance. At oneness is achieved and a new confidence is born. Awaken to the power offered to you in this moment and join in the dance at Twinkle Speed Forward. You'll be very helped if you get into the basket and get yourself a scarf. Scarves are really fun to play with. The second reading is, in 1956, the Poughkeepsie Unitarian Fellowship offered a potluck supper with a square dance following in the wide open basement of their rented space, the Oddfellows Hall. To my delight, Gil Gillespie asked me to be his partner. Gil was tall, dashing with charm and grace. And as a younger child, I had learned to waltz standing on his well-polished shoes. So moving with our family friend was safe and exciting. During the promenade, our size difference was profoundly felt. Gil being 6'2" to my 4-foot child self, there were moments when my feet left the ground and I flew around the square. I observed that my parents, sisters, and community were all dancing together. Whirling bodies in space captured my heart, and heightened awareness slowed this creative chaos down so my mind could grasp its significance. This was heaven on earth.
Suggested that the next song for today's service, Anne asked me what the phrase in it, "Give faith a fighting chance," meant to me. Well, for me, it's about having faith that the power of love, optimism, and joy are so strong that with effort, they can be found even when circumstances are at their bleakest.
All the buttons came off that cute dress this morning. They're all gone. Because it's titled Little Body Book, Anne asked me to say something about what I'm writing. Almost three decades ago, I was discovering the human body's wisdom, language, and remarkable design based on my training and experience as an artist, a massage therapist, and a middle-aged silent generation woman, discovering the physiological magic of the combination of creativity and healing. Little Body Book asserts that we are each a human trinity of body, mind, and spirit, and it focuses on the harmonic balance of the trinity for optimum health. My initial intention from 27 years ago hasn't changed. It is still to learn to help us recognize our personal trinity, to understand, appreciate, and revere the body enough so that we'll stop shooting the life out of each other and instead celebrate our wholeness together, holiness, wholeness, and the other holiness as well, all together by exploring the simple thrill of seeing, hearing, moving, touching, feeling, being alive, and dancing. Anne also asked us to choose music that inspires us to move. I brought something called, something by the Thievery Corporation, titled The Glass and Bead Game. In it, there are several different instrumental themes repeated over and over for 6 minutes and 14 seconds, which is way too long, of course. So, Jim, you're going to cut us a little bit short. Anne and Wanda and I are asking our bodies to describe what we hear in the music in gestures and movements. Did I say there are six themes? Yeah, I think there might be eight. And so please join us on the floor or in the chair, which I may be pretty soon. But I hope I don't fall down. Jim, will you push the button? Thank you.
favorite quote about dance is in a society that worships love, freedom, and beauty, dance is sacred. It is a prayer for the future, a remembrance of the past, and a joyful explanation of thanks for the present by Amelia Atwater Rhodes. While I don't believe our society lives up to this idea, I believe it can be found in some individuals' lives, as represented in this next song.
Styles keep a-changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna, you're timeless to me. Hemlines are shorter, beer costs a quarter, but time cannot take what comes free. You're like a stinky old cheese, babe, just getting riper with age. You're like a fatal disease, babe, and there's no cure, so let this fever rage. Some folks can't stand it, say time is a bandit, but I take the opposite view. 'Cause when I need a lift, time brings a gift, another day with you. A twist or a waltz is all the same schmaltz, with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that fat, your time is to me.
Keep a fading, Astro's invading, but will be your time return me. I had you the higher, my feels like barbed wire, but you say I'm cheap can be. You are like a rare vintage ripple, a vintage they'll never forget. The poor me, a teeny weeny triple, and we can toast the fact we ain't dead yet. I can't stop eating, your hairline's receding, and soon there'll be nothing at all. So you'll wear a wig while I roast a pig. Hey, pet the cherry tall. Glad you like brass, the trophy check is a gas, but they hope that the adventure would be. You'll never be that day. Hooray!
We do have time for the finale, and then we're going to have the usual closure, and then we'll have time for discussion. But we do have time for the finale. So if we haven't gotten you up yet, maybe this one will. Are often known for their potlucks. We know we love to eat, but boy, we love to dance. The dance choir is going to start up in Forest Hall on Monday, September 11th. We'll be holding forth from 7 to 8:30 in Forest Hall on the new dance choir. If people want to bring music to dance to, or children's stories that they want to see animated, or they just want to come and have fun, we'll be doing it on Mondays except for the third Monday in the month, which is when it's used by somebody else. But please come and continue to dance with us. Thank you.
A big hand again for Anne and Wanda and Norma. We'll do that. We have a few minutes for some comments.
And I can see getting up and moving to the music, but to me, that is a private act. And I can see doing it on my own in a closed room, even with my eyes closed.
Good.
But what does the group add to the experience? But I was watching, and almost everyone was dancing with their eyes closed.
Oh, no. There were moments of absolute delight when you knew you were dancing with somebody else and you were sharing the space at that same time with somebody completely across the room. When you're And if they were closing their eyes, they were having a blissed out moment.
We're going to get you up moving at home.
Thank you.
Rock and roll, baby. Elvis Presley. I have the joy of dancing at my granddaughter's and grandson's weddings. I can't quite last the full dance, but what a joy to be able to do it. I have a little story that won't take too long. I took my wife to Arthur Murray's, told her to put on some good shoes, didn't tell her where we were going. When we got there, she sat in the parking lot looking at me like, oh my God, we're going to dance? And religion, you know, background, some people don't know the joy of dancing. So after 15, 20 minutes, she did go in and dance with me, and she loved it.
Good story.
When you come here, you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't sure why I was coming this morning. I thought this morning that I'm going to have to come to church. I'm sure glad I did. But it reminds me of an earlier time here. How many of us can remember a particular service? But a gentleman whose wife always comes and he never comes did the service. And he got everybody so psyched up. It was all about turning around, meeting and greeting the people behind you and beside you, in front of you, and hugging them, and so forth. And he kept this up. And finally he got everybody up, and we all danced around the room here. You know, hands on the other one's shoulders, you know, doing that kind
of... The conga line.
Conga line. Can you imagine that? But that's a service that I remember. I don't remember who he was. I don't recall if I've ever seen him since. I'm sure his wife comes here or something. But this morning reminds me of that.
Thank you for a fun morning. I love to dance and dance at every occasion that I can, but today I enjoyed watching the dance. I think that was a deeper emotional release than I've had in a long time. So thank you for that. I think watching dancing, it can be therapeutic as well.
Absolutely.
So I haven't done it in a couple of years, but Tigard Grange, there's the Tri-Square Dancers, and I took my son before he was in middle school and too cool, but we went there for a couple of years and took square dance lessons, and they were such a welcoming community, and they just loved having this, you know, fourth and fifth grade boy here, and they all just were so sweet to him.
Good.
So if anybody likes to dance, I'm sure they're going to start up lessons in the fall, but they're just a really nice group. They held their lessons on Sunday afternoons, and really good opportunity to get out and have a different kind of community with square dancing. So,
I just wanted to respond to your comments, your question about what it is when doing dance with others makes such a difference. It's the same feeling that I had when I traveled across the country simply to be a part of the energy of 100,000 people gathered on the Capitol lawn to hear Pope Francis 2 years ago. And I anticipate this same thing happening tomorrow morning when I am in McMinnville with who knows how many thousands of people watching the eclipse. So it's an experience of being in an energy field that we create by our very presence and our contribution to that presence.
I'm a relative newcomer here, so I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Sarah Klo. I'm the interim director of religious education.
Yay!
And it was so delightful to be able to join you this morning for worship. As Rick Mastin says in the song in our hymn book, let it be a dance we do. We do this dance of community together when we educate our children, when we come together for worship. And for me, embodied worship is more meaningful than any other type that I have ever experienced. So thank you for bringing this beautiful gift of embodied worship today.
Yes. Well, one never knows in this congregation when to come out, but I am a square dancer. I have square danced for 20 to 30 years. And I just want to say there's a huge dance community in Portland, whether it's contra dance or square dancing, English country dance. Right down the street here we have the Scandinavian Center. I'm going to be checking out some of their folk dance lessons. But if people like to dance, there are opportunities every night of the week. In most of these places, you don't have to have a partner or anything like that. It's just a really wonderful community. So enjoy.
All right. Enjoy is the word of the day.